New EPA rules require power plant operators nationwide to rate the safety risk of coal ash dams and say how they plan to clean up coal ash basins. Here in the Carolinas, Duke Energy has begun publishing some information, but closure plans won't be made public until next month. WFAE's environmental reporter David Borax explains.
Because of state law and court orders, we already know Duke Energy plans to excavate and remove coal ash at 8 of its 14 North Carolina plants. Those include Riverbend on the Catawba River and the Buck plant in Salisbury. But Duke hasn't published plans yet for coal ash basins at 6 other North Carolina plants, including the Allen plant in Belmont and the Marshall Steam Station on Lake Norman. It has until November 16th to make those plans public. Some utilities in nearby states have already posted their plans. Dominion Energy will drain and cover most of its coal ash ponds in Virginia. American Electric Power will do the same with plants in West Virginia and Kentucky. Those plans are required to be posted on special websites along with other information. Duke has posted hazard ratings for its coal ash dams so far. Most Duke plants, including the 6 with closure plans still up in the air, are rated as high or significant hazards. Under the EPA rule, high hazard sites pose a risk to human life if the dams fail. Significant risk means failure could lead to economic and environmental damage. Under revisions this year to the state's coal ash law, Duke can seek permission to leave coal ash where it is at the remaining 6 sites, but only if it repairs dams so they're low risk. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.